The target date for the WTO Doha round trade talks to conclude has been the end of 2006, unless the progress to date is any indicator.
It's been going on for 4 years, and frankly, for the last year and a half, the talks haven't made much progress.
U.S. Trade Representative Rob Portman told the Senate Agriculture Committee recently that the talks have been and continue to be stalled in the weeks leading to the Hong Kong ministerial.
We need to figure out a way to break the deadlock and move the talks forward, because it's going to be great for farmers and ranchers if we can get a good deal. About a year ago, we set out a framework. Again, we haven't made a whole lot of progress on it since, but it has three basic elements. One is to expand market access. Second was to eliminate all export subsidies. And third is to substantially reduce trade distorting agriculture subsidies around the world. And that would be only done in concert with these other important elements, including market access.
Portman explained where the U.S. stands in terms of reducing its trade distorting support relative to other countries.
The reason the Europeans and others say, gee, it's time for the U.S. to take a step forward is the fact that since the year go around, they have made progress. And we have to acknowledge that. The CAP reforms, which is the European trade distorting support, has gone down since 1995. So they're well below what they're allowed. The Japanese limit, they've reduced their trade distorting supports. And so we are pushing up close to our limit. And since 1995, we've seen an increase in our support. But this is just a situation that we face currently in Doha.
Portman said other countries continue to look to the U.S. regarding their own trade-distorting subsidies per the 2004 framework.
There's no final deal that's going to be reached at Hong Kong in December, although I do think we can and should make progress leading up to that ministerial to be able to reach some agreement for Doha that avoids some of the problems. Some of us saw we were in Seattle, but what we saw in Cancun, we need to be sure that the meeting is successful in Hong Kong.
Members of the Agriculture Senate Committee were told by Portman that they will be a useful resource in Hong Kong.
I know a number of you are planning to come to Hong Kong. I want to be sure that you're getting the briefings you need moving up to that date, and also in Hong Kong that you're part of the process. I think one thing that has not been done adequately in the past is to use members of Congress more effectively on behalf of U.S. interests.
Portman continues to hope for completion by the end of 2006, considering the expiration of Trade Promotion Authority and the next Farm Bill are scheduled for mid-2007. Reporting in Washington for the U.S. Department of Agriculture, I'm Christy Pettis.